Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today we have an email from
Addie says, hi Ben and Nathan, I run track and after studying for the LSAT for about 7 months, I have found a lot of similarities between studying and running that I thought might be useful to share. Doing a little bit of studying every day and training every day makes a noticeable difference, but both can take a while to pay off. When you're out of shape, getting started can be daunting and feel shitty at first, but like the LSAT, you just have to dive into it. Thinking of studying from this perspective has made it a lot easier for me to stay motivated. I can avoid beating myself up when there's an occasional day that I can't focus or make a dumb mistake. It happens in track and field too. I can be in great shape, but have a random workout where I feel sluggish no matter what. When studying or running, the more consistently I practice, the less frequent the off or bad days become. Additionally, the right mindset can be the key to success. I was wondering how much you guys think consistent practice is important to LSAT success. Do you think eventually someone can get to a point where they could do zero LSAT questions for a significantly long time, then come back and still score well? Do you guys think you could do that? I thought there might be other athletes or runners out there that could relate or find this analogy helpful. I love the Demon and I love your show. Thanks for all you do, Addie. How much do you think consistent practice is an important part of LSAT training?
Oh, I think it's huge. And I think her insight that slow and steady wins the race, essentially, right? Doing a little bit every day is going to pay off, even if it doesn't pay off tomorrow. I know so many people want to just get in there. They want to get a trick or a tip or a trick. They want to see something where they start doing something and immediately their score jumps. It's not that those things don't exist. They certainly do. When you have the wrong or bad advice, fixing that can immediately help your score. But what we're really talking about is getting rid of those obvious problems and then start doing a little bit every day and start getting better. And it's not going to pay off immediately. Your scores are going to go up and down, but over time it's going to pay off. And if you can see that and believe that, then that's going to motivate you to do more every day, to stick to it, right? It's when you don't believe that it's going to pay off that you stop doing it. And then oddly enough, that becomes self-fulfilling.
Yeah, that is a huge point right there. If you're trying to make any kind of a change, you have to believe that the process will work.
Yep.
Otherwise you're not going to invest in the process. The analogy of, yeah, some days being sluggish, I hike a lot and I frequently go on like the same loop a lot. And it's fairly rugged terrain and it's 7.5 miles or something like that. So it's, you know, it's a solid walk out there. As you know, Ben, you've been on it. Some days the Daggett Loop is like a breeze, and then other days it's not. Other days I'm like, just the other day I did it and I was like dragging ass for no reason.
Yeah.
But I know that if I do it the next day, I'll probably feel great.
Yep.
Or the day after that. And I certainly know that, you know, the more I train for that kind of hiking, the better you're going to get at it, the more you're going to, you know, it's certainly not going to hurt, but it's not going to be like every single day. You're not 1% better.
Yeah.
Every day. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
This is kind of a side question that she asked, but do you think eventually someone can get to a point where they could do zero LSAT questions for a significantly long time, then come back and still score well? Do you think you could do it?
Well, so I take the test every time it comes out just because I'm curious what it's like to take material that's new in a timed setting. And I will say that because I don't know what it is. It's like I think something about the beginning of the first section feels sluggish to me. So there's, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. Like, there is getting back into this, oh, I'm doing a time section. Oh, I'm doing questions I've never seen before back to back. There's something that I lose. I mean, it comes back pretty quickly as I'm doing the test, but it's different. The second section is different than the first. So there is something there, but maybe that's just me though.
Yeah, I haven't done any timed LSAT. I think I remember doing like the June 2009 test. I did it timed because I was curious about it or something. Because everybody was freaking out about the Dinosaurs game. So I remember doing that section timed. But I think that's the last time I ever did anything timed. So I have no idea how I would do on a real... But I mean, it's also, we do LSAT stuff every single day. So
yeah.
Could you though, if you were, you know what my response, I bet I would do like better. I think if I didn't do anything for like 3 months and then came back and took an LSAT, I would like totally kill it. Because I know from golf that if you train at something for a really long period of time, it becomes innate. But then you still kind of muddy it up with whatever you've been thinking about recently. Like, there's the big picture and then there's like these smaller pictures. And you can get caught up in these smaller little things that you're thinking about or working on or trying to do. Sure. And for me, if I like take a break and come back to it, then I like revert to natural, like just a much more sort of intuitive way of doing it. I have a feeling that if I think people get in their head a lot about like the theory of it. And so I can see how somebody I do think somebody who trained well enough, I think that, you know, if you're consistently scoring in the 170s, I think you probably got it. Yeah. And you could take some time off and come back to it and probably do it again. It wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why you should go backward. If you really understand it, then I think you've actually got it. It's not like studying in college, right? It's not like memorize a bunch of shit and then regurgitate it. That's just not what this test is.
That's true.
Anything else for Addy?
No. Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.